This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Happy to begin beginning the week. I had a couple of hiccups, but that's no big deal because, well, it isn't a party till you get something broke. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. When you want to build that one up, that's where you're going to go, operationparts.com. Normally on a Monday, we would be talking to Roger Katz or somebody from the Arbalest Quarrel, but they're not going to be here tonight. Things came up. That's okay. We'll just press ahead then, shall we? Pressing ahead is always good. I like it when we get to press ahead. That's always fun for me. Right now, the Democrats are coming out against their classic moves like cavorting with Russians to hack American elections and perjury. So who knows which of their foundational principles they will pull a 180 on and betray next. Is it going to be climate scams or the free money for deadbeats or Jane Fonda? They don't really mean it. Without perjury, they could never testify to anything. So, if you want to know what they're up to, just listen to the lies they're telling about conservatives. They used to be able to get away with it, but thanks to the interwebs that Al Gore invented between the buffet deep dives and sweaty masseuse gropes, the political playing field for the leftist liars is now covered in rakes. Lying is what they do because that's all they have left on the left. They have no foundational principle except power. Their entire ideology is transactional. It's not based on ideas, but on payoffs to Democrat subsets. Here's some dough for the baby crunching industry. We're going to go hassle some Christian bakers for the social justice warriors. Let's put a bunch of cishet males of power who don't even listen to NPR out of work in the West. Or wherever they grow coal to delight our global warming cultist pals. But right now, the Democrats hold no levers of power, and they can't dispense goodies anymore. All they can do now is howl and whine and lie and try to mobilize the parasites burrowed into the federal bureaucracy to undercut the will of the normal Americans. They do this by falsely accusing us and those who represent us of doing exactly what they are doing and what they intend to do once Trump is ousted. Their goal is to seize power again and permanently disenfranchise us, and they are happy to take the risk of literally ripping the country apart. Media, of course, is a willing and eager accomplice in this coordinated campaign of deception and slander. Notice, for example, how no one in the mainstream media pointed out how the Sessions perjury lie conveniently appeared simultaneously across the entire media just when the Democrats desperately needed to shift the narrative from their utter humiliation by Trump's terrific joint address. The media hacks never mention it because they were part of it. They're the Beat Boy skeletons to the David S. Pumpkins of progressivism. The left and their media's problem, however, is that the new information reality means they can start a controversy, but they can't control it. They can simply, all they can do is let one loose. So, let me share with you the utterly predictable pattern. The spazzy Dems freak out about how some imagined atrocity by a conservative. Then, within a few hours, it becomes clear that the alleged offender did nothing wrong, while the conservatives scour the web and start showing how the Democrat hacks are on record, doing exactly the same things a zillion times over. And that's the key. The media can no longer guide the lie to destroy the target. The interwebs let us have a say and grab the wheel. And Jeff Sessions talked to a Russian, then didn't bring it up when not asked about it. And then, oh, we Democrats would never do that, except thanks to, you know, us conservatives. And a president who's willing to punch back twice as hard. Here we have photos of Schumer and Ivan sharing a cup of Joe Stalin. And here's Pelosi partying with some Ruskies after denying it. And then the State Department turns out to have arranged it. And for the love of Gaia, somebody shut down that internet machine because it never forgets. Sessions, you can tell Sessions is an old-time politician because he should never have dignified that attack by recusing himself on anything. He should have strolled out before the cameras and said, hey, Chucky, I got a big fat recusal for you right here. We all kind of know or knew how the Trump inspires anti-Semitic threats meme is going to end up. Sweden Palooza was just a couple of fake controversies ago, and we all know how that went. Trump observes, look at Sweden's immigrant problem. Then the liberal media comes back with the lies. Sweden is a herring-infused paradise of love and sharing. At which point, the Sweden promptly gets lit on fire by the Muslim refugees, and all that's missing was a woke, gender-fluid Viking wearing a Flytinger Valkoman t-shirt blowing on a sad trombone. Then Jewish community centers started getting threats, and of course it had to be the Trump supporters because fanatically pro-Israel people always threaten Jews or something. Facts, schmacks, the bogus narrative has to be preserved. So Trump condemns the scummery, but also notes sometimes it's the reverse to make people or to make others look bad. And of course, the fake news media went nuts because no hate crime has ever been a hoax except for, well, most of them. So we conservatives settled down with our tea and waited for the ending we totally saw coming. And of course, as every non-Frito-rific conservative predicted, the FBI busted the slug responsible for a bunch of the threats, and it turned out to be, well, who could it have been? Was it a conservative Trump supporter? Did he have a MAGA hat on? Just like the media and the liberals would have you believe? We all knew it. It was a leftist member of the media. That must have been awkward. But look on the bright side. At least this particular leftist member of the media didn't murder anyone. And, of course, there's the Trump the authoritarian, Trump the new Hitler meme. Except Trump's apparently not very good at authoritarianism since no one seems to be being oppressed. He has a lot of policy ideas, which he openly explained to the American people in a speech in which he will submit to Congress to be debated and voted on before enacted. That sort of sounds like what they taught me the way the government's supposed to run when I used to watch Schoolhouse Rock. Maybe his enforcing of the duly enacted laws passed by Congress to deport the illegal aliens counts as authoritarian Hitler stuff. Seems odd that a leader who's doing what the people's representatives passed in law instead of unilaterally deciding on his own not to do what the people's representative voted to do is somehow a Hitlery authoritarian. Oh, well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktot 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the second call defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Right now, Sweden is drafting women into the military and endorsing, quote, sex breaks, end quote. But Trump was right. Sweden has an immigration crisis, and it is too late for even extreme measures. One thing to remember is that political correctness is crippling. We have to begin now to tell the truth about why Sweden is struggling to replace its population, to maintain its culture, to create jobs, and to decrease violence. And this time they're trying to do it with Swedish people. Less than 13 days after Trump accused Sweden of having an immigration problem, Scandinavia proved him right by announcing two prickly public policies, paid sex breaks for public workers, and drafting female soldiers. Swedish councilman Per Erik Muskos announced plans to offer his municipality's public workers a paid 60-minute weekly break to hurry home and procreate as a way to jumpstart Sweden's dwindling birth rate and dying culture. The next week, the Swedish government announced plans to draft some 4,000 18-year-olds every year, including young women, in response to what is being reported as a deteriorating security environment. They are indeed deteriorating under the weight of an overambitious immigration policy. In 2015 alone, they accepted over 160,000 refugees. They cannot support a 2% annual surge in population from a demographic with language, health, and cultural barriers. The refugees, when they get there, are non-workforce ready. And they're now spending more money out of their GDP to refugees than they are on their own defense. Since 1995, murders have escalated in Sweden 77%, and 7% more murders were committed with a gun despite far stricter gun control than in the U.S., according to Sweden's crime survey. Reported rapes also increased by 13% in 2016. Stockholm law enforcement underreports refugee violence, such as the fact that teenage Swedish women were sexually assaulted by gangs of young male migrants. Stockholm police spokesperson Varg Gelander admitted to The Guardian that police are afraid of talking due to political pressures. And Sweden's National Police Commissioner Dan Eliasson requested 4,100 additional officers and staffers to handle migrant-related episodes. Pope Francis could possibly be one day a great leader of the Catholic Church if he ever decided to devote his focus to faith. But instead, he squanders his time in the public eye by opining on political topics of which he is sadly ignorant. He specifically praised Sweden for welcoming and integrating foreigners. In an interview with Scarpe de Tennis magazine, he emphasized those who arrive in Europe are escaping war and famine. We are in some way responsible because we exploit their land, but we don't make any kind of investment for which they can benefit. Catholic teaching does not say that anyone arriving in Europe has a right to live in Europe. It's also worth noting that the Middle East was largely held by Christian, Jewish, or pagan landowners before the Muslim invasions. So the Pope is on a weak historical footing when he says the Middle East is their land. I don't know what he's referring to. Muslims are not to the Middle East what the Eskimos are to Alaska. He needs to stop speaking about politics and leave the immigration policies up to individual countries and focus completely and totally on matters of faith. If we try to emulate Sweden, we will collapse as a country. Most Americans heard, and, you know, he signed a new order today from the fake stream media, we heard this, that Trump made a huge mistake by claiming at a rally in Orlando, Florida. You look at what's happening in Germany, you look at what's happening in Sweden. That was a big mistake. No one contested his claim of an escalation of violence in Europe. The media and the Pope, however, lashed out his assessment that a terrorist attack happened in Sweden on the night of February 17, 2017. He quickly clarified by tweeting that he was watching a Fox News segment on an increase of violence tied to Sweden's immigration policies. Maybe he was multitasking while he was watching TV because he came away with the program believing there had been an attack on the previous night in Sweden. But hours after he said this, an outbreak did occur in Rinkeby. A gang of 30 thugs hurled rocks, glasses, and bottles at police in a no-go migrant-heavy suburb of Stockholm, sending at least three police to the hospital. Objective evidence is shared at the outset of this, you know, thought process and pattern, you know. And if it was coming from Sweden's own government and crime reporting agency, we know that all this has risen in tandem with the swelling immigration. Now, I don't want the American culture to die. I don't necessarily want the Swedish culture to die, to be honest with you. And I don't think our immigration policy should be allowed to get so out of hand that Congress relegates the Conjugal Act into the same category as the other mindless errands we handle over our lunch hour, like grocery shopping and oil changes and dentist appointments. Trump is right on Sweden. He's right on immigration. All we have to do is support him on this. Don't worry about what Congress says. Don't worry about what the rhinos say. They are, after all, a minority. Even if they're Republicans. But I was talking about the no-go zones a year and a half ago. That's nothing new. Them coming out and saying that there are none now is interesting because that's not a new thing that was happening out there. I've been talking about no-go zones in Sweden for a while. And nobody ever thought to say, well, that's fake news. No. No, it isn't fake news. So, when we get back, what should you do if the protest turns into a mob? This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And also welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
That one, I need to get these guys on the show. I mean, they have all of these high-speed parts and everything. We may need to do a little project on the side. Kind of like that idea. I don't know how you feel about it. I like it. These past months have been, fractious, to say the least. We've seen protests that have been staged all around the country, many of which have become unruly. Some have turned outright violent, and given the nature of the opposition to the current administration, there may be some more to come. Most of these so far have confined themselves to major metropolitan areas. The Trump event that I spoke at last week, we had one protester. Quiet, very, very polite young fella. He stood up there and held a sign aimed in our direction. I wasn't speaking or I would have addressed him. Okay. So, yes, most of those are occurring. Most of the violent ones are occurring in the major metropolitan areas. Not everyone who legally carries a concealed firearm lives in or in close proximity to large urban areas. But there are a good number of people that do. And mobs are a very dangerous thing. So it's good to be aware of what a person should do if they come close to such a gathering, we're going to call it, and they think events are about to take a turn. Because after all, the reason a person puts on their gun holster and pistol is in case they face a threat. And as we've seen, protests can very easily turn into riots. Now, you should try to avoid being in such an area if a protest is going to take place. That's what I do. It's the simplest and easiest way to keep out of a situation in which your safety may be at hazard. It's not to go where you know it isn't safe. Additionally, what it keeps you from having happen to you is it keeps you from being in a position where you may have to ventilate somebody. Is there a large university in your city? Are there lots of people that are angry about Trump and are prone to protests? The easiest way to avoid the risk is to avoid the protests. But then we come to the little sticky wicket where there are some situations where a person must, you know, like if you worked in that vicinity or their commute took them close to the protest area, then there's a few things that you should bear in mind. First is that provocation will not be in your favor. Counter-protesting, going to an anti-Trump rally wearing a head-to-toe Make America Great gear, that's just going to put fuel to the fire, so to speak. That doesn't mean that you don't have a right to counter-protest, or you shouldn't do or believe what you want, but it does mean that you could be seen to be looking for confrontation rather than avoiding it. This makes a self-defense claim a little more difficult. It is a sad fact that if you go there to counter, to get your equal time, well, they're going to look at that as a provocation. Also, as more people are aware, two or more people on one is an unfair fight, and thus that's where we run into the disparity of force. Multiple protesters slash rioters on one person would certainly qualify as well, and if you are legitimately threatened by multiple people, there is potential for lethal injury. If attack, defense of yourself is legitimate, the mere presence of a protest, no matter your opinion on what they are protesting, does not, however, justify drawing a firearm. Just look at what happened to independent journalist blogger Michael Strickland, who was convicted this past February on 10 counts of unlawful use of a weapon, 10 counts of brandishing, menacing, and a single count of disorderly conduct for drawing a pistol during a Black Lives Matter protest in Portland, Oregon, according to Oregon Live. Strickland, who had a license to carry, claimed he was threatened, and some video of the event certainly indicated there was tension, but not a sufficient threat to Strickland to justify drawing his firearm. There have been reports of people drawing guns on demonstrators at other protests as well, though none appear to have resulted in courtroom proceedings such as Strickland's case. But once again, protests can very easily turn into riots, and if you find yourself in an area with civil unrest, there's some good things to remember. The best action, the best course of action is going to be to escape. You don't want to stand and fight multiple attackers. And a large group of people can go from peaceful protesters to a crazed mob in a matter of seconds. And a handgun is not necessarily going to save you. While you're going in, you may take out a bunch of people, but you're not going to be that fast. Now, if you have no choice but to use it, a handgun can buy you a few moments to take off. If you're managed by a group of people, there may be a leader that others are taking their cues from. That's the person that poses the greatest danger because they're the most proactive to threaten you. There's a good chance the rest of them may disperse if their leader is disabled. Situational awareness and keeping calm is critical, but, you know, you've got to be aware of your surroundings, including people and geography. You've got to read the body language of the crowd. Large mobs won't look to go uphill, so if you're in an area with sharp slopes, some cities and coastal areas have generous grades, such as San Francisco and Seattle. Uphill streets may be a good route to safety. Try to work your way to the edge of the crowd, as this will give you better opportunities to fight or flight down side streets and our, you know, the arteries that feed into it. If it comes to it, look for a building that you can get into for a safe haven. Multi-story buildings are best, as retreating up a few flights will put you above the fray. And the biggest thing to remember is that the cops are not necessarily going to be your friends in a riot, because they can't tell that you aren't part of that crowd. If it was the most expedient option or no other option was available for you, laying down in front of police will get you cuffed and into the paddy wagon. You're going to be safe, but you will likely face a court battle to prove you weren't rioting. If in your vehicle, and it is possible, drive out of the area. Don't stop. But don't try to run anyone over. Do not try to engage protesters or rioters. Just leave. Whatever you do, don't sit in your vehicle. Cars can be overturned in moments. If driving away isn't possible, your vehicle becomes a trap rather than an asset. If you have a pistol in a vehicle-mounted holster, by all means, be sure to retrieve it, would you? Raven in the chat room is saying, not with reinforced bumpers. Not without reinforced bumpers. There you go. So, this is the new normal for us. We're trying to get them to come out of this insanity, and, well, we got to take this into consideration. When we get back, let's look at why the SIG P320 actually won the Army contract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, recently, Glock has appealed or has begun appealing the decision where the U.S. Army has ended their search for to replace the Beretta M9 by awarding the modular handgun system competition contract to Sig Sauer for the P320, which the variant they will get is going to be called the M17. It will have a frame-mounted safety, and it will be, you know, a typical military pistol. Glock is appealing that because it's a $580 million contract, and it's not unheard of for a company to appeal that, but, you know, we'll see where that goes. Both firearms do have hardcore fans, but the M9 is becoming a little outdated. It's often criticized for its large grip, terrible safety, reliability that is somewhat questionable. The P320 is accurate, reliable, and a modular weapon. But is the benefit over the M9 worth the money the military is pouring into it? And the Army received a lot of criticism for taking almost a decade to replace a firearm that is rarely used, which led many question the necessity to make this kind of a change. What really sets these two pistols apart is the ability to reconfigure the M17. The core of the gun is housed in a serialized unit that detaches from the frame in seconds. This is an interchangeable trigger group and allows changes in caliber, pistol size, and grip. With more women entering the military and the push for women in combat roles, the option to choose a smaller grip is an important decision. And that modular design also makes it easier to replace broken parts and adapt to different assignments. The grip itself actually has a small, medium, and large configuration. Despite the 9mm being the current military standard, there has been concern that it does not provide enough stopping power. With the ability to be chambered in different calibers, the M17 would eliminate this concern if the Army would allow a cartridge choice for different units. But what else is there to the 320? It is a striker-fired handgun. It has a consistent trigger pull and a short reset. The M9 is a hammer-fired handgun, which some shooters have difficulty mastering. The first shot is double action, so it's a lot of weight pulling that trigger the first time off. The P320 is threaded for suppressor attachment, allowing the Army the option for customization. Many are saying that SIG owes their victory to the price point, because the P320 comes in at $207 a unit, more than $50 cheaper than the M9. And with many of the standard issue M9s nearing the end of their life cycle, new firearms would need to be purchased anyway, making the hundreds of millions spent on MHS and the contract well worth it. However, if the Army selected the updated Beretta M9A3 submitted before the MHS competition in an attempt to keep their contract, they could have saved on magazines and training. Looking at the whole picture, overall cost could be fairly comparable. But it is clear why the P320 walked away the winner of the MHS. It's simply a very nice handgun. It's great. It's a great handgun. And its improvements over the M9 are long overdue for the Army. If you were to compare them side by side, right? The modular handgun system was looking for something that was truly modular, which Beretta is not. That gun is what you see is what you get. The SIG can come in a full size and it can come in a compact. The grip comes in small, medium, and large. It comes in a variety of calibers, which you can pick which one you want. Head to head, you know, magazine capacity, the SIG can go up to 21 rounds. I don't know what the max on the Beretta is. I suspect it's 15. Sights on the SIG. The SIG is part with the open slide top of a Beretta. Getting in there and drilling into the slide itself, the rest of the solid slide, which part of the extractor's in there. And if you look at the top of the Beretta slide, it's somewhat like a boat keel, right? It's got a little oval, and the extractor's there. If you start cutting into that, put a red dot on there, well, that's not going to work out. But you can do that quite easily on the SIG. Like I said, the price is $50 cheaper. The overall length is very comparable. Effective firing range, also comparable, about 50 meters. Trigger pull is where the SIG wins out. And the weight loaded, it's slightly lighter because it is a polymer gun, after all. This is the way we are going. This is where we are going. So they'll stick a safety on this, and this will be the military gun. I don't know why Glock is not modular. Glock is a good gun, but it is not modular. Not in any stretch can Glock be called modular. It is like the family of 9mm from the 26 will take all the magazines out of all of its bigger siblings. But, you know, having said all of that, you just got to sit back and wonder why Glock is bobbing. It is not unheard of for this to happen, but Glock really didn't attempt to get competitive with this. Smith did. Smith and Wesson did. At the end of the day, though, it's very hard to beat the SIG, because the SIG is a very good gun. The SIG is out of the box, I think it is the best of the polymer 1-9s out there. I like the grip angle better because it turns out I am a real 1911 kind of guy. If you take the Nighthawk and you take the SIG and you look at the grip angles, they're very similar. So when you're pressing that gun out in front of you, or some of you would say with punching it out there, whatever you're doing when you're sticking it out in front of you, the natural point of aim for the SIG is right there. The sights are coming up to your eye beautifully, just like they are on that beautiful Nighthawk. So we'll see. Without a doubt, we're going to see. And time will tell. But I have to applaud the military for taking this step. I know that they get a lot of their holsters, for example, from G-Code, and I'm working with one of the G-Code holsters right now. That is the OSH is a really good holster. It is a combat holster all day long. And when you couple it with something like an assaulter belt, well, an assaulter belt, I need to do a video review of the assaulter belt. That's what I ought to do tomorrow. I ought to get the torso mannequin out and put that around it and do the video review of the assaulter belt. I think that may be what I try to do tomorrow. Among other things. But I just found that interesting that for some reason, I wasn't really interested in why they won it. I kind of figured out how they won it because of the modularity. The modularity makes repairing these things really easy. But Glock, I just didn't think Glock took this thing seriously. They've got 70% of law enforcement, and they just didn't seem to move it. But, anyway. We're going to come up on hour number two. When we get back, we will continue on with it. This is Lock and Load.
There was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money. This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.